Again, Dudley appeared to grapple with thoughts too unwieldy for expression before mumbling, "You saved my life." "Not really," said Harry. "It was your soul the Dementor would have taken." He looked curiously at his cousin. They had had virtually no contact during this summer or last, as Harry had come back to Privet Drive so briefly and kept to his room so much. It now dawned on Harry, however, that the cup of cold tea on which he had trodden that morning might not have been a booby trap at all. Although rather touched, he was nevertheless quite relieved that Dudley appeared to have exhausted his ability to express his feelings. After opening his mouth once or twice more, Dudley subsided into scarlet-faced silence. Aunt Petunia burst into tears. Hestia Jones gave her an approving look that changed to outrage as Aunt Petunia ran forward and embraced Dudley rather than Harry.
"So sweet, Dudders,"
she sobbed into his massive chest.
"Such a lovely boy saying thank you."
"But he hasn't said thank you at all," said Hestia indignantly. "He only said he didn't think Harry was a waste of space."
"Yeah, but coming from Dudley, that's like, I love you," said Harry, torn between annoyance and a desire to laugh as Aunt Petunia continued to clutch at Dudley as if he had just saved Harry from a burning building.
"Are we going or not?"
roared Uncle Vernon, reappearing yet again at the living room door.
"I thought we were on a tight schedule."
Yes, we are,"
said Daedalus Diggle, who had been watching these exchanges with an air of bemusement and now seemed to pull himself together.
"We really must be off. Harry..."
He tripped forward and wrung Harry's hand with both of his own.
"Good luck. I hope we meet again. The hopes of the wizarding world rest upon your shoulders."
"Oh," said Harry. "Right. Thanks."
"Farewell, Harry,"
said Hestia, also clasping his hand.
"Our thoughts go with you."
"I hope everything's okay," said Harry with a glance toward Aunt Petunia and Dudley.
"Oh, I'm sure we shall end up the best of chums," said Diggle brightly, waving his hat as he left the room.
Hestia followed him. Dudley gently released himself from his mother's clutches and walked toward Harry, who had to repress an urge to threaten him with magic. Then Dudley held out his large pink hand.
"Blimey, Dudley," said Harry over Aunt Petunia's renewed sobs.
"Did the Dementors blow a different personality into you?"
"Dunno,"
muttered Dudley.
"See ya, Harry."
"Yeah," said Harry, taking Dudley's hand and shaking it.
"Maybe. Take care, Big D."
Dudley nearly smiled, then lumbered from the room. Harry heard his heavy footfalls on the gravelled drive, and then a car door slammed. Aunt Petunia, whose face had been buried in her handkerchief, looked around at the sound. She did not seem to have expected to find herself alone with Harry. Hastily stowing her wet handkerchief into her pocket, she said,
"Well, goodbye,"
and marched toward the door without looking at him.
"Goodbye," said Harry.
She stopped and looked back. For a moment, Harry had the strangest feeling that she wanted to say something to him. She gave him an odd, tremulous look and seemed to teeter on the edge of speech, but then, with a little jerk of her head, she bustled out of the room after her husband and son.